have a peaceful New Year.
我们在这里做敬拜的时候，唯一一个目的就是来传达神的荣耀。
So today I'm going to share the God's message and God's grace with everybody.
有的时候，神利用我们这些软弱的人，可以来特别彰显他的荣耀。
Yeah, sometimes God uses us to manifest His grace,
特别是我们在软弱的时候，
especially when we feel weak.
是啊，我为小初弟兄们献上感恩。
We thank God for Brother Xiaochu.
就像他刚才讲的前两这个礼拜和上个礼拜，他正处在一个咳嗽的一个缠绕之中。
And he mentioned he was a little bit sick last week and this week.
但是神的恩典就临到他，让他在这个时候特别，我们用他来施惠。
So God's grace is a shadow on him and let him to be our host.
那记得我上个礼拜的时候，我几乎会失去我的嗓音。
I remember last week I almost lost my voice.
有一个姐妹在我上台的时候，她说：“祝你与神与你同在。
One of the sister and blessing me say, God with you.
”那我们有的时候，每次我们在软弱的时候，特别能看到神的荣耀。
Sometimes if we feel weak, we can see the God's grace.
那今天是2026年的第一个主日。
Today is the first Sunday of 2026.
我们感谢神，不只是因为今天是新的一年的开始，
We thank God not only because this is the new year,
那更是因为他要赐给我们一个属灵的开始，
but also He gave us a spiritual beginning.
能够在新年里面跟亲爱的弟兄姐妹能够一起来学习神的话语和敬拜，也是恩典。
On this first Sunday of New Year, we share the God's word together. This is God's grace.
我们特别求神保守我们。
We especially pray, let God bless us.
用这样的一个开始，变成一个新年的一个习惯。
So let us this turn into a beginning of a new habit.
那我们可以常常聚在一起，彼此建造，在主里面一起来成长。
So we can get together often and build one another and growing together in the Lord.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，其实我们是处在一个很好的一个学校里面来学习神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, actually, we are in a very best school.
那有的时候，我们给他讲，我想我们有一个最爱我们的一个校长，
So we have a principal who loves us
那
most.
就是我们天上的父亲。
This is our Heavenly Father.
我们有一个最有智慧的一个老师，
We also have a best teacher.
就是我们的圣灵。
This is our Holy Spirit.
还有我们走在我们最前面的一个学长，就是我们的主耶稣。
So also our Lord Jesus is leading us at the forefront.
我们所用的都是最完备的一个教材，就是我们的圣经。
So we have a most complete textbook. It's
那
our.
这样的一个学校里面，只要我们不缺课，
In such a school, as long as we do not miss in class,
那不逃避、不放弃，
and not run away and not give up.
我相信神会带着我们走到终点，
I believe God will lead us to the complete
来完成他在我们身上所需要的塑造。
and complete His formation of us.
每到新的一年开始的时候，我们通常会立一个新年计划。
So normally at the beginning of each new year, we usually make a New Year's resolution.
但是也有人做过统计，
And some people did some studies.
说大多数人的这个新年计划坚持不了很久。
Most people will give up his New Year resolution.
他往往是在第二个礼拜的礼拜五的时候就会结束。
Normally, they give up their New Year's resolution at the second Friday.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你的新年计划之一就是常常来恩典堂来聚会。
So, brothers and sisters, if one of your New Year's resolution is come to worship often,
那我就向神求，下个主日我能让我再次见到你。
So I pray I can see you next Sunday.
那我们这个新年计划也算是成功。
So I think if that happens, I think this is a success.
那如果你的新年计划是要想一个很好的一个身材，
If your New Year's resolution you want to build a better body,
那我们都知道有两个习惯就必须要养成。
So I think everybody know there is two habits you need to follow.
那第一个就是要饮食要得当。
The first one, you need to have a good habit for the diet.
那第二个习惯就是要有合适的锻炼。
The second habit, you need to have a proper exercise.
那这两件事情必须同时进行，缺一不可。
So those two things must be both run.
那同样的弟兄姐妹，如果我们在灵里面要有个属灵的成长。
So in the Holy Spirit, in the spiritual world, if we want to grow up in the spiritual world,
那同样离不开这两个不可缺少的习惯，
so same thing, you need to have followed those two habits.
就是饮食得当，锻炼合宜。
So it's eating properly and also exercise properly.
我相信我们坐在这里面的弟兄姐妹们，对这两个习惯或多或少都已经知道是什么的内涵。
I believe most of the brothers and sisters sitting here already know those two spiritual habits.
那接下来我就想用神的话语，我们一起来看看到底怎么样把这个习惯活出来。
So now I'm going to look at the word of God.
那为了更贴近弟兄姐妹的一个实际的需要，我们就会配合今年的一个主日信息。
So I will using the this year's the vision to.
就是按照加拉太书的一个脉络，
So let's look at the book of Corinthians.
就是一段一段的，我们去领受神的话语。
So we will study verse by verse.
那我们就求神圣灵亲自带领我们，在这一年里面能够真正的活出属灵的果子来。
So we pray together that Holy Spirit will lead us
那
and.
在这一年里面，我们这。主要会在三个方面，我们去来操练，来成长。
So we will practice and grow from three directions.
那第一个是与神的一个亲近的关系。
The first is that we try to build a close relationship with God.
那我们来开始认识人，并活出这三个果子来。
We are going to know and live out the love of one of the gods.
第一个是在独一福音里面表现出来的个仁爱。
So first is the love of the gospel.
那第二个是与主相交里面的一个喜乐。
Second is improve the relationship with
那第
God.
三个就是因信得救里面的一个和平。
So the last one is the peaceful from the salvation.
那第二个方面是改善人与人之间的关系。
The first one is improve the relationship with God.
那我们会学习十字架的忍耐和超越律法的这个恩慈，还有热心接待的一个良善。
So we're going to learn how do we grow up on the cross.
那最后在第三个方面，我们来看重与塑造自己，我们生命上的品格。
So the last one, we are going to build us upon the character of the.
也就是与荣耀神的一个信实和弟兄之间的一个温柔，还有以其不受捆绑的一个节制。
So it's that mean we are building up the character. With a good relationship with the brothers and sisters.
那这一切就是所有的这些都不是靠我们自己的努力，
All of this is not by our own efforts,
而是要顺着圣灵而行，让果子自然的长出来。
but by walking in the spirit and allow the fruit to grow naturally.
那弟兄姐妹，我们请翻开圣经，我们来读加拉太书的第一章6到10节。
Let's open the book. Bible and turn to Book of Corinthians,
加拉太书一章6到10节。
chapter 1, verse 6 to 10.
那我先来用中文念这段经文，OK。我稀奇你们这么快就离开了那借着耶稣之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过是有些人要搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我已经说了。现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应该被咒诅。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢呢？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。 接下来请孙超用英文来读这些经文。
Book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 6 to 10. I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one we called you to live in grace of Christ and are returning to different gossip, which is really not gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or any angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse, as we have already said. So now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than the word you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings? Or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，仁爱被列为是圣灵所结果中的这个第一项。
The brother sister, it is very exciting that the love is the list as the first of the fruit of Holy Spirit.
但是这里所说的仁爱，不是人自己挤出来的这个爱。
But the love here is not the love squeezed by a human being.
因为这些爱是直接从神那里领受来。
But this love is come from God directly.
而且这样的爱只有在基督耶稣的福音里面能够找到。
Such love can only be found in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
当作为基督的这个门徒，在生命中结出仁爱的果子的时候，我们就成了神爱世人的一个管道。
So when Christ's disciples bear the fruit of love in their lives, we become God's channel of God's love.
就是人看到我们的时候，透过我们的时候，他就会看见神的爱。
So when people see the God's love through us,
我们就成了这个神爱事情的一个就是方式方法，
so we become the channel of God's.
所以真实的福音它本身就是一条仁爱的这个道路。
So therefore, the true gospel is both a path of love and a path to love.
所以也是通向这个仁爱的一个道路。
It's also a path to the love.
那最终的这个福音的这个目的，就是要让神的爱就被显明出来。
So the ultimate goal is to make God's love manifest.
所以保罗在写给这个南加拉太教会的时候，他因为他看到了一件非常严肃的事情。
So when Paul wrote to the church in southern Corinthian.
所以神的一个仇敌就进入教会去扰乱，甚至更改基督的这个福音。
Because he saw the enemy of God coming into the church and it disturbed even the channel gospel.
因为这些人看起来可能很属灵。
So those people may seem very spiritual.
而且是他们就是借着天使的一个名号，
Also, they may use the fame of the angels
或者是利用人的这个名望和权威，
or the fame and authority
来达到这个迷惑弟兄姐妹的这个心思意念。
to deceive the heart of the brothers and sisters.
所以保罗就讲得很清楚，说他们所传的，他们并不是福音。
So Paul here made a very clear they are not brought the true gospel.
因为不能带来神的祝福，反而会带来神的一个咒诅。
So those are not bring God's grace, but only God's curse.
因为这些人所侍奉的，他不是主耶稣基督，而是他们自己的目的。
Because they serve not the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own purpose.
因为他们拿到自己的荣耀。
They want to get their own glory.
所以这些话其实不只是对当时的加拉太的教会说的是的，也是对我们今天的我们说的。
So this passage is not for the Corinthian church at that time, but also it's for us today.
特别是当我们有心智来做基督的仆人的时候，我们就必须保持警醒。
So if we truly aspire to be a servant of Christ, we must remain vigilant.
就是要持守这个纯真的这个福音，忠心到底。
So we need to uphold the true gospel and be faithful to the end.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神给这个世界上的爱是分两个层次。
Brothers and sisters, God's love can be divided into two levels.
是第一个层次的爱，是一个普遍的爱，
The first level is the universal love.
就像这个神的赐给我们的阳光一样，
Just like the sunlight.
就是他照好人也照歹人。
So the sun was shining on good people and bad people.
但是第二个层次的爱是一个特殊的爱。
The second level is a special love.
它是一个拣选，神拣选的爱，
It's a God's chosen love.
就像圣经里讲，他爱雅各，但是恨以扫。
Just like in the Bible, God loves Jacob but hates Esau.
所以在这个特殊爱里面，他说，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
So in God's special love, He even gave us His only Son.
这是一种超乎人能够理解的一种恩典。
So this is a grace beyond human comprehension.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们每次去思考这种爱的时候，
Every time we think about this love,
你要去感受这个爱，
we need to feel this love.
我们就在自然里面就会发出感恩的心。
So we will feel the gratitude
让我们去
God
回应神的这个心思，
and respond to God's mind.
那这就是仁爱的开始，我们就会去结出这个第一个属灵的果子来。
So this is the beginning and the first spiritual fruit we
因
bear.
为弟兄姐妹，神，我们说圣经讲说神就是爱，
Brothers, sisters, God is love.
因为在神的三位一体里面，
Because in the Holy Trinity,
父神爱他圣子，
God the Father loves the Son.
圣子爱父神，
The Son loves God the Father.
但是神要给世人的这爱，并不是一个抽象的存在。
But the God's love, not an abstract one.
而是在基督耶稣身上可以彰显出来。
But manifested in Jesus Christ.
说神差他的独生子来到这个世间，
So God sent His only Son to this world.
他说使我们借着基督，我们就可以得着生命。
To give us life through Jesus.
也借着这个事件，让我们可以看见神爱我们的心是多么的深。
And through Jesus, also He showed us how deeply God loved us.
神爱人爱的果子是要完全去接受这种神的爱，
We need to fully accept God's love.
也是我们活出基督耶稣福音的一个体现。
So it's also a manifesto of our living out.
所以保罗在批评加拉太众教会的弟兄姐妹的时候，
When Paul criticized the Church of Corinthian,
是因为他们离开了这个基督恩典的这个福音。
because they leave the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是离开基督恩典的福音，其实就是藐视神的爱。
Leaving the gospel of the grace of Jesus Christ is despise God's love.
所以你可以想象一下，如果有一位非常珍贵荣耀的人，
You can imagine if there is a noble and honorable person,
在你过生日的时候送你生日礼物。
so he gave you an extremely precious birthday gift,
但是你不珍惜，
but you are not cherish it.
甚至厌弃他，
Even dislike it.
那这样的行为不仅仅是可惜的，而且是可恶的。
So this is not only a pity, but also an abomination.
所以保罗就用这样一个比喻来提醒我们：我们绝对不可以轻看和忽略神赐给我们的恩典和爱。
So Paul used his parable to remind us that we must not underestimate.
所以保罗他当时对加拉太教会的情况是非常稀奇，甚至吃惊。
So Paul was very astonished and shocked and even unexpected.
他们竟然这么快的去跟从别的福音，
How quickly they followed other gospel.
可是这个福音本身并不复杂。
However, the gospel itself is not complicated.
所以你看加拉太书的1章6节的时候。保罗就用了半句话就把这个恩福音解释清楚了，
Paul actually summarized the true gospel in a Half a sentence.
就是借着基督的恩召你们。
By the grace of Christ, you are called.
所以，真的福音其实很简单，包括3个重点。
So the true gospel is very simple, actually.
那一是基督，二是恩，第三个就是招。
So it contains three main points. First is Christ, second is grace, and the third one is the calling.
我相信没有受过教育的孩童都可以听得明白。
I believe even little kids they can understand that.
但是圣经里面提醒我们说，属灵上预备的人却会去误导别人去随从别的福音。
But some of those are spiritually foolish can mislead others to follow other gospels.
所以，基督的信仰的福音是非常简单，
So actually the true gospel is very simple.
但是我们要非常的小心的去保护，
But we need to be very careful to protect it.
也不要轻易的被一些复杂或者巧言话语所迷惑。
So not easily fooled by some, complicity or the rhetoric.
所以我以前我听过一个故事。
So I heard a story before.
所以有人说特别擅长来分辨这个真假钞票。
There is a person who can really good at identify the real or fake money.
不过你可能认为他靠的是非他夫熟悉各种各样的假钞。
You may think he is very familiar with all kinds of fake money.
其实他的秘诀就是他对真的钞票非常熟悉。
Actually not. The secret of him is very familiar with the real money.
所以他的手指，他一摸到真的钞票、假的钞票，他自然能够分辨出来。
So when he touches the money with his finger, he can naturally tell the fake.
这属灵的生活也是一样的。
It's the same in our spiritual life.
但保罗告诉我们，他说假的福音进来，基本上也不外乎两种方式。
So Paul tells us that there are two main ways for the false gospel to come in.
那第一种就是一个用的是干扰。
First is the interference.
也就是说，除了这个基督的恩召以外，他会加入一些非常杂乱的信息。
So, in addition to the calling of Christ, they add a lot of clustered information.
所以让你的心思就会受到搅扰。
So, it will disturb our mind.
那今天有很多搅扰的东西，像油管啦、小红书啦、博客啦。
So, today there is a lot of disturbing stuff like YouTube, Little Red Book, blog, and moments.
那第二种方式，它就是会去更改。
So the second one is to change.
因为当你不经意的时候，就假的福音就会改变它的内容。
When you are careless, they will change the original content of
那特别
gospel.
是它会减少削弱这个基督的成分。
So they will dilute the weight of grace.
那还有是一个是恩典的这个分量就会稀释。
Yeah, also they will dilute it.
还有一个是，它会改变这个呼召的这个意义。
They also will change the meaning of the calling.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一起来熟悉这个真的福音，就可以分辨真假。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, if we're more familiar with the true gospel, we can tell the false one.
所以你到了，就是当时在圣经教会的历史上的时候，就要有这样一个事件。
In the history of church, there is a One story.
那在1517年的时候，
In 1517,
就马丁路德他就读到这个加拉太书3章11节的时候，
when Martin Luther read the Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 11,
他说：“义人必因信而生。
the righteous will live by faith.
”所以他就突然看到当时的教会发生了很多的事情。
So he saw what happened in the church.
各种各样的信息，天使的信息、圣人的信息、教会的信息，一层一层的被搅扰。
So different information like angels, saints, canon, all those disturbing.
整个的福音就被改变，
So the change, the gospel become completely changed.
甚至这个福音已经变质，
So it become corrupted.
所以当时的教会就非常的腐败，
So at that time, the church was corrupted.
甚至神的咒诅就临到。
So
它的表面，
and God's curse fell on his chosen people.
所以当时马丁路德把95条钉在教会大门上的时候，就是历史上的第一次的归正。
So when Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses on the door of church, This marked the first conversion in history.
要感谢神的怜悯，我们今天能够去承受这个清楚的这个福音。
Thanks God for His mercy so that we can carry on this clear gospel of Christ today
并且在恩典里的生活。
and live in grace.
所以，保罗在新约的书信里面，他总共写了13封书信。
So Paul wrote 13 letters in the New Testament,
基本上是写给教会或者是个人的。
which are basically addressed to the church or individuals.
在保罗写信的时候，他有一个特点。
So when Paul wrote a letter, there is the characteristics.
他非常直接的，就是去进到一个最紧要、最关键的问题。
He always points direct to the most urgent and critical issue.
所以，以加拉太书为例的话，当时教会的面临的这个假福音的侵扰的时候，
So in Corinth, Book of Corinthians, for example, when the church faced the infestation of false gospel,
所以保罗首先写信就严厉的责备他们。
Paul first wrote a letter to rebuke them harshly.
就是他会去分辨这个问题，然后会提出一些解决的方法。
So he will let people see the problem, and then he will immediately give a way to how to resolve this problem.
然后最后提出来，我们应该怎么样去防范？
And finally, we point out how to prevent the same mistake.
对，这样的提醒对我们今天也是非常有效的。
So this remind us, it's also very useful for our today's church.
所以，面对这个属灵上的干扰和迷惑，我们既要看清楚问题在什么地方。
So when we face the spiritual destruction and confusion, we must first see the problem
也
clearly.
要学会分辨，然后去解决这个问题，持续守护这个福音。
So I also need to learn to discern and solve them and continue to guide the true gospel.
那首先呢，就是假的福音，它会利用假冒一些属天的权柄。
So first, the false gospel are that sometimes they are false authority of heaven.
它甚至会谎称是天上的使者降临，
Sometimes they may false claim the heavenly messenger is coming.
但是它里面的内容却完全的不同，
So there is something totally different.
那偏离了原来的福音。
The departure from the original gospel.
就刚才我下的定义是借着基督的恩召你们的。
In the Corinth, in the Paul's book, they say, "By the grace of Christ, we are called."
对，保罗说的很严厉，他说传这些假福音的人是应该被咒诅的。
So Paul is very harsh. He said, "Who spread the false gospel should be cursed."
所以也是提醒我们，面对反福音的时候，我们就有权柄去拒绝它。
This also remind us that we have authority to reject the false gospel and ask God to stop it.
我们也要求神来阻止它的一切的扩散。
And ask God to stop its spread.
所以弟兄姐妹们，福音本身是神的一个大能。
So the gospel itself is a God's grace and authority.
他本身不需要神迹奇事来证明自己。
There's no need to have a miracle to approve it.
而且我们在传福音的时候，也不需要依靠一些花招或者表演。
So even don't need any trick and performance.
那特别是在圣经的旧约里面，还特别提醒神，特别提醒这些以色列的百姓。
In Old Testament, God also reminds the Israelites that
他说：“这会有些假的先知出来，
there will be false prophets,
会劝这些百姓去随从别神。
and ask people to believe other God.
也他们会行一些神迹奇事，
They will perform some, a sign and a wonder.
甚至神讲说，他有的时候即使会应验，你也不要去听从他们。
Yeah, sometimes those miracles will seem like come true, but God clearly warns, do not listen to them.
那所有这些话就是提醒我们在属灵的生活里面，不要去被一些奇观所迷惑。
So this tell us in the spiritual life, do not fooled by the spectacle text, the power of the spectacles.
真正的福音，它自己本身有力量。
The power of true gospel is not in trick, but it's power himself.
啊，这是神本身的大能。
It's the power of God himself.
如果弟兄姐妹，你平常读过圣经的时候，从头到尾读过几遍圣经的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if you read the Bible several times,
就会发现一件事情，就是撒旦本身，他本身也是一个天使。
you will find that Satan himself is also an angel.
所以他在历史上的时候，他会以天使的形式出现。
He will disguise himself as an angel in history.
有的时候是在你生命的一些黑暗的时刻，
Sometime in the dark moment of your life,
他似乎会指出来一条路给你，
he seems can point out a path that
让你以为那个是光明，
make you think it's a light.
但实际上它不是真光。
So in fact, this is not true light.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们有的时候要非常的小心，
So brothers and sisters, we must be very careful.
不要被外表的这个光亮所吸引迷惑，
Not be deceived by the light of appearance,
要去认清那真正来自神的这个光。
but to recognize the light that truly come from God.
那我们生活在美国的这样一个地方，我们去进出不同的美国的教会。
We live in American in this country. Sometimes we go to church of some of American church.
你如果去到美国的各种教会的时候，有很多东西会吸引你。
Yeah, some people come out of different church. You can see that some of activity.
那有的人就会起来分享属灵的经历。
Some people will come out to share the spiritual experience.
甚至表面上看的是很感动。
Seems touching on the surface.
但如果他的目的不是要来彰显我们主耶稣的荣耀的时候，
But if the purpose is not to glorify our Lord,
所以他们的内心不是充满真实的感恩的时候，
if they are not full of gratitude,
如果他们更在意的是获得的夸奖和自己的荣耀的时候，
but more concerned about the praise and glory of they receive,
我们要非常的小心。
we must be really be careful.
因为属灵的操练和见证，最终要指向神，不是自己。
Because the spiritual discipline and the testimony ultimately should point to God, not ourselves.
甚至有的时候，有些假教师他们会追求一些梦境，
Yeah, some of the false teaching, they will pursue dreams
或者是意象和特殊的启示。
or vision or special revelation.
但是，圣经明明的讲，神的话已经完完全全的赐给了我们，
But the word of God has given us its entirety.
也圣灵也住在我们中间，
And the Holy Spirit live among us.
福音的真理已经很显明，
The truth of gospel is already very obvious.
我们不需要去追求一些神秘的经历来证明我们的信仰。
So we don't need to pursue a mystery experience to prove the faith.
在圣经里面有一件很有趣的事情，就是关于我们的使徒保罗。
In the Bible, there is an interesting thing about Paul.
说他曾经有过三重天的经历，
He had a vision of triple heaven.
但是当时跟他正因此而产生一点点骄傲的时候，
But when he became a little proud of himself,
神就在他肉体里面加了一根刺。
God put a thorn in his flesh.
所以保罗讲说，这是神叫他谦卑，
So Paul said, "This is a God. Let him humble himself,
让他明白神的恩典够用，
and let him know the grace is enough."
因为基督就是一切之外毫无价值。
So the Christ is all, and nothing else has value.
对呀，弟兄姐妹，这个提醒我们，属灵的生命不在乎特殊的经历。
So, brothers and sisters, this reminds us the spiritual life is not about experience.
而是天天对基督的一个依靠和顺服。
But the reliance and obedience to the Christ.
那感谢神把弟兄姐妹带到教会。
Thanks God, bring brothers to the church.
对呀，我们愿意来到教会的根本原因，是因为我们的基督爱他的教会。
The reason we come here is Jesus loves our church.
因为教会是基督的身体，
The church is the body of Christ's church.
所以我们不能把自己关起来做个人的属灵和灵修。
So we cannot just do personal spirit behind the closed door.
一个基督徒真正的爱，他是要保护这个教会。
So the true love is protect church.
那不要让一些假福音来伤害到弟兄姐妹。
Protect church from the false gospel to harm our brothers and
那保
sisters.
罗在这里面给我们做了一个很好的榜样。
So Paul here set a very good example for us.
所以面对那些偏离真理的行为，就要勇敢的去分辨。
So when you face the deviation from the truth, you need to be very brave.
我们不能因为害怕得罪人而去讲一些好话。
So we cannot just say good words because we are afraid of offending other people.
因为那样的行为其实不是仁爱的果子，
Such behavior is not true love.
而且是放任。
It's a indulgence.
你打个比方的时候，上个礼拜的时候，我就去一家食品店，
For example, last week I went to the grocery store.
那我就是试了好几袋的这个苹果，
So I would try a few bags of apples.
但是每一袋里面都会有一个烂苹果。
But I noticed there is a some of the bag has one bad apple.
所以我就不敢买。
So I'm not there to buy it.
所以弟兄姐妹，教会有些的时候就会像这些苹果，
So brothers and sisters, sometimes the church is like those apples.
因为我们要极力保护这个整体的健康。
So we are trying to protect the health of the whole of our church.
凡是有指出要指出来这些偏离真理的一些教导，
We need to point out those deviation from the truth.
这才是真正的仁爱。
This is the true love.
那。我不知道弟兄姐妹们，大家记不记得有一首福音的歌曲，就是我们要传讲老旧的福音。
So, brother, sister, I don't know if you guys remember, there is a gospel song.
但每次唱这首歌的时候，我就真的是惭愧，因为人的本性，他总喜欢新鲜的东西和一些新的观点。
So the song is that we will preach the old gospel. Every time I sing that song, I was moved.
所以保罗就一开始就提醒加拉太教会的弟兄姐妹，他们说，一开始你们就已经听到的福音，
So Paul remind the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinthians that the gospel they heard at the beginning was a real
就
gospel.
是保罗自己传的，
So the beginning was preached by Paul.
但是真正传福音的并不是保罗。
But it was not actually preached by Paul.
神自己把这样的福音的核心教导他们，
God itself teach the gospel to them.
就是回到我刚才下的定义，这个福音是借着基督的恩召你们的。
So we go back to the beginning. This gospel is by the grace of Christ.
保罗只从一开始他就只是一个器皿，
So Paul actually is just a vessel at the beginning.
因为他甚至强调，他说加勒泰教会的弟兄姐妹，甚至是如果我再回来，
He even emphasized that if I come back
你去传讲别的福音，
to preach a false other gospels,
都是要被咒诅的。
it would be cursed.
那可惜的是，当时有很多的假的事物就进到教会里面。
Unfortunately, there are still false teachers come into the church.
那就讲一些新的说法。
They use a different so-called new one.
也加勒泰教会的时候，最主要的是传一些犹太人的律法。
So in the Church of Corinthians, they just spread the Jewish law.
因为这个真福音它本身是神的大能。
Because the true gospel itself is the power of God.
因为福音本身就是一个好消息，
The gospel itself is a good news.
但是好消息的一个前提就是一个坏消息，
But before that, there is a bad news.
因为这个坏消息就是我们是一个罪人，
The bad news is we are all sinners.
而且是讲的说死得发臭的罪人。
Also, the sinners are die stinkily.
有一个罪的时候，就是里面最大，不仅是很有罪，而且是非常自高自大。
So not only a sinner, but also very arrogant.
比如中文的造字有的时候很有意思。
In Chinese, character is very interesting.
对，你如果你仔细看一下，就是字大一点的话，就是臭。
Yeah, if we look at Chinese character of the stinky, it literally contains the word of elegance.
会写中文的大概知道我在讲什么，字大一点就是臭。
Yeah, if you know the Chinese word, you know the stinky has a self and a big.
所以我们能够接受福音，他必须要先自卑。
Therefore, we must be first humble ourselves and admit our corruptions.
就承认自己的败坏，
Yeah, admit our corruptions.
在人前能够承认我们不以福音为耻。
So in front of people, we are not ashamed of gospel.
这样，我们在福音里面就可以亲近神。
So we can draw near to the God in gospel
那真正的得蒙拯救。
and truly be saved.
那我们如果你去逛一些书店的时候，看到很多的书，就是一些自我帮助的书。
So sometimes if you go to the bookstore, you will see a lot of book on self-help.
那这些理论可以教你发财，
Some of them tell you how to become rich
那叫你成功。
and become succeed.
那这些理论在这个世界上生活的是有用的，
Those theory may be useful in the world,
但是它会只是带给你一时的满足和成就，
but they can only bring you temporary satisfaction or achievement.
但他们不能改变你人通向死亡的这个结局。
But they cannot change the outcome of a person's death.
那在教会里面，我们讲的是真的福音。
But in church, we preach the true gospel.
就是说，我刚才一开始讲福音是什么呢？
So what is the true gospel?
它就是神爱的这个管道。
So it's the channel of God's love.
那通过福音呢，我们就可以认识神的一个心意。
So that allows to know God's will.
那福音又是神的一个目的地。
So it's also God's destination.
他带领我们去最后到蒙拯救，可以活到他的恩典里面。
So lead us to salvation and living in His grace.
所以弟兄们，我们有的时候去听的时候，一些假的福音，往往听起来就非常的正面。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, you be aware that some of time we heard the false gospel, sometimes sounds very positive.
那我给大家列出来一些大概的一些的方法，比方有人会讲说，耶稣爱你，就像你现在这样的就可以了。
Yeah, sometimes some people will say Jesus loves you just the way you are.
那或者是给你讲信仰，可以帮助你快乐成功。
All faith will help you succeed and happy.
那听起来就非常的吸引人，
It sounds very appealing.
但真正的福音却不是这样的。
But the true gospel is not like that.
那人是一个罪人，
It says man is a sinner.
那基督是为我们的罪去死，
Christ died for our sin.
人必须要悔改，信靠耶稣。
We must be repent and trust.
那唯独恩典，唯独十字架。
Grace only and grace by cross only.
如果你真正爱一个人，真正的仁爱是不是让人留在那个原地？
So if you truly love a people, not where they are,
而是要把他带到十字架前。
but to bring them to the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在分辨这个真假福音的时候，还有一个方法是用那些去分辨那个传福音的人的内心去来辨别。
Brothers and sisters, we also can tell to also distinguish the true gospel from the heart of the one who preach it.
所以保罗在讲说，我们传讲的时候，坚持真经理是。 是为了得人的心吗？
So Paul asked, "Do we preach and hold on to the true gospel in order to win the heart of people,
还是为了得神的心呢？
or win the heart of God?"
那我们知道保罗他讲说，我的心也是完全是以基督的心为心。
So here, Paul actually he said his mind was entirely on Christ's heart.
他甚至加了一句反问的话，说：“我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？”
He also added a rhetorical question: "Am I trying to please people?"
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你听到福音，第一次听到福音的时候，往往会让人感觉到不舒服。
So some of our brothers and sisters we know when we first time heard the gospel, it often may sometimes feel uncomfortable.
甚至会觉得被冒犯。
Sometimes even feel offending.
因为圣经里面讲说，犹太人寻求的是神迹，
In Bible say the Jews sought miracles.
所以呢，福音传到他们的时候，变成了一个绊脚石。
So the gospel become a stumbling block for
因
them.
为主耶稣他说：“我不再不写神迹给你们了。
So because Jesus say I not care about miracle.
”那希腊人他们就追求的是一个智慧。
The Greek pursue wisdom.
所以福音在他们眼里面就显得很愚拙。
So the gospel seems foolish in their eyes.
那你同样回到我们今天的这个情况，
Then we back today's situation.
那一方面人会去追求属天的信息，
So some people were pursuing the heavenly message,
意象啊，神秘经历。
vision and magic
那另一方面人会去追求一些知识学问，甚至我们讲今天的科学。
other hand, people were pursuing knowledge, learning, and some even science.
但弟兄姐妹，我们今天要传的是钉十字架的基督，
But today we are preach Christ crucified.
因为这就是福音的一个核心。
This is the core of gospel.
甚至圣经讲说，我们已经和主耶稣同钉了十字架。
The Bible say we have been crucified with Lord Jesus.
他的身体，他的血，已经是成为我们生命的恩典。
His body, his blood has become our grace.
那我被他呼召，说我的名字就写在了生命册上面。
So I'm called by Jesus, and my name is written in the book of life.
所有这一切都不是因为我有什么功劳，
None of this because I have credit.
也不是因为我有一些什么特殊的经历，
Nor because I have special experience.
那更不是因为我有聪明智慧，实际上我没有。
Nor because I am smart or wise.
真正能够描述我的，就像那个浪子回头的故事。
This just like the story of a prodigal son returning home.
因为这个浪子他起意说我要回家，
He say, "I want to go home.
因为我得罪了天，
I have sinned against heaven."
也得罪了父，
Against the Father,
我不配做他的儿子，
I'm not worthy to be called your son.
我愿意成为他家里面的一个仆人。
I'm willing to become a servant in Father's house.
因为我觉得弟兄姐妹，这正是福音需要的一个态度。
So, brothers and sisters, I think this is the attitude of a gospel.
谦卑、悔改、信靠基督的恩典。
Humility, repentance, trust the grace of God.
弟兄，我们去传讲福音的时候，不要追求高言大志。
So, brothers, when we go to preach the gospel, do not pursue the great word.
特别的。不要刻意去炫耀自己的才华。
So, do not deliberately showing off your talents.
神既然信任我们，
Since God trusts us
把福音托付给我们，
and entrusted us with gospel,
啊，我们就是衷心的去讲，
so we must speak faithfully.
照样的去讲福音。
And present the gospel as it is.
那目标是不是要讨人的喜欢？
Our goal is not to please people,
还是要去讨神的喜欢。
and please God.
神他察验我们的心，也察验我们的内心。
God examine our heart and see through our all things.
所以我们在信的时候，绝对不要作假。
So therefore, we are intention must never be false.
另外，我们在去传福音的时候，我们需要去刻意的夸奖对方的地位或者是成就。
Also, when we share the gospel, don't praise each other's status and achievements.
那有的时候听到福音的人，他所在的高位反而能为成为这个接受福音的障碍。
Sometimes the high position that become the obstacle to receiving the gospel.
因为他们不愿意失去他们暂时拥有的光环和荣耀。
Because they do not want to lose the aura and the glory they temporarily have.
即使当时主耶稣他在世的时候，他也传福音。
Just like when Lord Christ was on earth.
说当时有些做官的时候听了福音，本来心里信了。
Some of the officials listened to the gospel and believe it,
因为他们不敢公开承认，
but they are not dare to admit it publicly.
所以害怕被赶出公会会堂去。
Because they are afraid of driven out from the synagogues
他们就会失去当时的地位。
and lost their status.
那圣经里面说，这是因为他们爱人的荣耀胜过了爱神的荣耀。
So the people say that because they love the glory of others more than the glory of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，主耶稣他在升天之前，
The brothers and sisters, before the Jesus ascended into heaven,
就是他把福音都托付给我们，
he entrusted the gospel to us.
那我们就去照样去讲。
Yeah, we should preach it accordingly.
啊，碰到了要快快讲，
We need to preach it quickly.
简简单单，
And you keep it simple.
不要加上一些任何的这个装饰和欺骗。
Yeah, without any deceptions.
呀，我们去忠实的这样去传讲福音，本身就是结出仁爱的果子来。
When we faithfully share the gospel in this way, this is the bearing the fruit of love.
也目的就是让别人能够来认识神，
So this is the goal is to other people to know the God.
也显明我们心里面实在是爱基督耶稣，也对他顺服。
Also, manifestation of the love and obedience of Christ in our heart.
弟兄姐妹，有的时候我们去更改一些福音，原因是往往是怕失去人的一个认同。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we change the content of gospel because we fear of losing people's approval.
这有的时候就会把悔改就改得一些模糊一点。
Sometimes we talk vaguely about the repentance.
那把十字架就讲得温和一点。
And about the cross mildly,
那个，比方说，把罪呢，就是描述成是软弱，
and about the sin as a weakness.
让人听起来好像没有什么大的问题。
So it sounds like not a big deal.
但真正的爱是里面是不包含欺骗，
But the true love, we need it without any deceptions.
甚至是会冒着被误解、被拒绝、被批评的危险。
Sometimes can face misunderstood, reject, and even criticized.
因为我们宁愿去面对这些，也不愿意用假的福音去欺骗别人。
So we rather face those than deceive others with a false gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的是要回到像那个回家的浪子一样。
So brothers and sisters, we are like to return into the like the prodigal son.
所以我们要甘心去做神家的一个仆人。
So willing to become the father's house servant.
所以，我们知道，在那个故事里面，天父他非常的满心欢喜。
So in that story, our heavenly father received with great joy,
那接纳我们成为他的儿女，
accepting us as his children
继续承受天国的福分。
to inherit the blessing of kingdom of heaven.
但是，趁着我们还活在这个世界的时候，我们属于世上的这个教会，
So why we still live in this world and belong to this church?
那我们就去甘心做基督的仆人。
So we must be willing to serve as a servant of Christ.
那保罗讲说，如果我继续讨人的喜欢的话，我就不是基督的仆人。
So if we are still trying to please people, we're not a servant of Christ.
那再次提醒我们，我们去顺服、谦卑、忠心，是属灵生命的一个标志。
So brothers and sisters, we remind us Obedience, humility, and faithfulness are the mark of spiritual life.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我们知道这个福音的真正的核心，就是借着基督之恩召我们。
So, brothers and sisters, the core of gospel is that calling you by the grace of Christ.
当我们把这样的福音去传给那还没有相信的人的时候，就是爱神。
When we share this gospel to those who are not yet believe,
就是爱神和爱人如己的一个实际的一个行动。
so this is a practice of loving God and loving our neighbor.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个传福音就不仅仅成为了一个口头的分享，也是然而的果子结出来的一个结果。
So, brothers and sisters, share the gospel is not just a verbal sharing, it is a fruit of love.
那我们在教会里面，我们也讲彼此相爱。
So, in our church, we also say we love each other.
那我们互相之间也要把这样的福音传讲出来。
We should also share this message.
所以勉励弟兄姐妹来个彼此相爱，
So, we need to encourage brothers and sisters to love each other.
传福音不只是传给那些还没有相信的人。
So, preaching the gospel is not only for those who have not yet believed.
也要把这个福音传到教会里面。
Also, we need to share this amount inside our church.
所以建立教会，彼此建立。
So, build up the church and one another.
使我们在基督的里面同心相爱长进。
So, we can become one and love each other and grow together in Christ.
让我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
阿爸天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
在我们中间，真的是有没有还没有接受你的慕道友呢？
is there anyone among us who has not yet?